What's happening there is that the present postmaster is retiring in March, and the post office service is very, very important to the village of Eastkey. And on posts are, we'll be looking at the situation when the postmaster retires. And what has happened because of political pressure in the past, they cannot just walk in and close the post office anymore, but they will offer it out to consultation for people to make submissions to on post as to why the post office should be retained in the village of Eastkey. Now, those submissions, the post office will be accepting submissions from next week, and the date for closure of submissions is on the 23rd of February. But it's very, very important that the people of Eastkey make their views known and send in submissions to ensure that the post office is retained in Eastkey.
Okay, so the postmaster there will retire in March, and obviously there's no family members that would take that over.
Well, I don't know what the family circumstances is, but the present postmaster, Louis Smith, would give a fantastic service to the people of that region for many, many years, has decided to retire. It's an extremely busy post office. There's also three postmen working from that area, delivering mail from that area, from that post office. And it's look, it's another blow at rural Ireland, quite honestly. You know what I mean? This has gone on and on and on. And we have a debate going on at the moment in relation to the 2020-2040 plan. And I spoke about this in the Dáil. There isn't a mention of a line north of Dublin Galway. The one growth centres in Dublin Galway, Cork, Limerick, Waterford, there isn't a mention of north of that line Dublin Galway. Not a mention of Sligo, Letterkenny, Cavan, those areas that were forgotten about, quite honestly. And it's time we shout a stop.
And today, of course, we hear about the broadband plan as well, and AIR has now pulled out of that. So it's certainly not a good news day for rural Ireland.
No, it's not. And the minister says he can still deliver on time at the same cost. I don't believe that, quite honestly. And it's unfortunate. And I don't know what's really and truly is wrong with those contracts. We had another group pulled out before Christmas. So, look, they need to sit down with these people and try it. All we want is the service delivered. That's what the people want, and that's what the people need.